Make sure that it's safe to approach the casualty. Gently tap or shake them and ask loudly, "Are you all right?" If they do not respond, call 999 immediately or get someone else to. If you can, follow the advice that ambulance control will give you rather than this recording. If not already, get the casualty onto the floor and turn them onto their back. Don't be afraid of hurting them. You will now need to check if they are breathing normally, coughing or moving. If they are, turn them onto their side and follow the advice for the unconscious patient that is breathing. If, however, none of these signs are present or you're unsure, then you must start chest compressions immediately. If you can, expose their chest completely, but don't waste time by doing this. Place the heel of one hand in the center of their chest and place your other hand on top of it, interlocking your fingers. Position yourself vertically above them and with your arms straight, push down with the heel of your hands, approximately 4 to 5 centimeters. Do this in a pumping action, up, down, up, down, up, down. Count aloud, and after 30 of these compressions, you must move on and help them with their breathing. The first thing you'll need to do is to open their mouth. This is really easy. If you think that they may have a neck or back injury, then pull open their jaw gently, trying not to move their head too much. If you think that their neck or back are not injured, tilt their head back by placing one hand on the forehead whilst the other gently pushes up from under their chin. Let their mouth then fall open. Look inside their mouth, and if you see anything that may be causing a blockage, then gently sweep it away with 2 fingers. Lift the chin again slightly to keep their mouth open and place your ear close to it. While you're doing this, look down towards their chest for any movement. Listen for any sounds of breathing. You may also feel their breath on your cheek. If they are breathing normally, turn them onto their side and follow the advice for the unconscious patient that is breathing. If you cannot detect any breathing, or they're only making occasional gasps or weak attempts at breathing, you're going to have to help them. Make sure that their head remains tilted back and their mouth is open. Pinch the soft part of their nose closed with your thumb and your index finger. Take a deep breath to fill your lungs with air and place your lips around their mouth, making sure you have a good seal. Blow steadily into their mouth, enough to make their chest rise as in normal breathing. This should take no more than about a second. Take your mouth away and keep your hands where they are, as you'll need to give one more breath. Watch for their chest to fall as the air comes out. Take another deep breath and repeat the sequence until you have given 2 effective breaths. If you're having difficulty achieving an effective breath, look again inside their mouth for any blockage. Make sure that their head is well back and their mouth is open. Make only 5 attempts in all to achieve 2 good breaths. Even if you think that you may have been unsuccessful, don't worry, you must move on. If you've been trained to do so, then check for a pulse at the neck, but take no more than 10 seconds to do this. If you are confident that there are signs of circulation, continue helping the patient to breathe as you already have been until they are breathing normally or help arrives. If they are still not breathing normally or you're unsure, then you must continue with chest compressions. Return your hands to their chest in exactly the same position as before and continue with compressions. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Count aloud, and after 30 of these compressions, tilt the head back, lift the chin, and give 2 more breaths as you have before. Each of these breaths should only last 1 second. Continue with this sequence at a ratio of 30 compressions to 2 breaths. Only stop and recheck signs of circulation if they move or take a spontaneous breath. Otherwise, your resuscitation should not be interrupted. Continue with resuscitation. Listen to the rhythm. This is the correct speed at which you should be doing chest compressions. And don't forget to give 2 breaths for every 30 compressions. Don't stop until qualified help arrives and takes over, the victim shows signs of recovery, or you've become exhausted. Help should be with you shortly.